Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Al Bumbrey. Batting second. The right fielder, Jim Dwyer. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The left fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting sixth. The DH, Ken Singleton. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Nolan. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Glenn Gulliver. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Rich Dower. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Flanagan. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The DH, John Walkenfuss. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Enos Cabell. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Glenn Wilson. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Milt Wilcox. And now, play ball. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey strikes out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken takes first base on ball four. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Orioles. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker takes first base on ball four. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton strikes out. One out. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Gulliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulliver takes first base on ball four. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower takes first base on ball four. Gulliver moves to second. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Walkenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkenfuss hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Enos Cabal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabal strikes out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gulliver fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Dwyer hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ripken hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wilson. Ripken reaches second base with a double. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Murray takes first base on ball 4. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabal scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lowenstein for the out. Ripken moves to third. Murray moves to second. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabal scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilcox covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gulliver fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brookins moves to second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brookins scores. It's 2-1, Orioles. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Whitaker moves to second. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. Herndon hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Bumbry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan is 0 for 1 in the game. Nolan takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Gulliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulliver is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gulliver hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabal fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Wilcox. Gulliver moves to second. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Dower takes first base on ball 4. Al Bumbry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbry is 0 for 2 in the game. Bumbry hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Dwyer takes first base on ball 4. Gulliver moves to third. Dower moves to second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-1 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-for-1 in the game. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gulliver fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cabell moves to third. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cabell scores. There goes Lemon trying to get to third. Bumbrey throws the ball into Ripken, who relays the ball to Gulliver who tags Lemon for the out. Wilson moves to second. Two outs. It's Orioles, 2, Tigers, 2. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brookins hits a line drive into right field. Dwyer picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Dwyer. Wilson scores. Brookins moves to second. It's 3-2, Tigers. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brookins moves to third. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Trammell hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Murray strikes out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-2 in the game. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-2 in the game. Singleton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Nolan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nolan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-2 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish strikes out. Two outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-2 in the game. Wackenfuss takes first base on ball 4. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gulliver fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Glenn Gulliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulliver is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gulliver hits a fly ball into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Dower hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0-for-3 in the game. Bumbrey hits a fly ball into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Todd Cruz now playing third base. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Brookins hits a fly ball into center field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dwyer for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Ripken strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Murray hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Orioles, 3, Tigers, 3. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-3 in the game. Lowenstein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Singleton takes first base on ball 4. Lowenstein moves to second. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Nolan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lowenstein scores. Singleton moves to second. It's 4-3, Orioles. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 3 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 3 in the game. Parrish is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Doug Baer now pitching. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Dower hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0 for 4 in the game. Bumbrey hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cabell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Dwyer hits a fly ball into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. John Shelby now playing center field. Tito Landrum now playing right field. Tim Stoddard now pitching. Kirk Gibson pinch hits for John Wackenfuss. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 2 for 3 in the game, with two home runs and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Murray hits a pop-up towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Lowenstein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Young pinch runs for John Lowenstein. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Singleton hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Young now playing left field. Rick Leach pinch hits for Glenn Wilson. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with Stoddard covering, for the out. One out. Johnny Grubb pinch hits for Tom Brookins. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb takes first base on ball 4. Tippy Martinez now pitching. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Nolan for a passed ball. Grubb moves to second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. he's got one RBI. Whitaker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grubb scores. It's Orioles, 4, Tigers, 4. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Trammell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitaker moves to third. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 4 in the game. Herndon takes first base on ball 4. Trammell moves to second. Sammy Stewart now pitching. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 4 in the game. Parrish strikes out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Rick Leach now playing right field. Marty Castillo now playing third base. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Nolan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nolan for the out. One out. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 1 in the game. Cruz hits a pop-up towards first. Cabell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Dower hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Len Sakata pinch runs for Rich Dower. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby takes first base on ball 4. Sakata moves to second. Tito Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Dempsey now catching. Len Saucotton now playing second base. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Cabell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lemon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sakata settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cabell moves to second. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0 for 1 in the game. Leach is walked intentionally. Wayne Krenchicki pinch hits for Marty Castillo. Dan Maroguiello now pitching. Lynn Jones pinch hits for Wayne Krenchicki. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cabell scores. Leach moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Baltimore Orioles, 4. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.